Blackstone Publishing presents Things I Wish I Knew Before My Mom Died, Coping with Loss Every Day, by Ty Alexander. This book is read by Myra Lucretia Taylor. Foreword read by Janina Edwards.
This book is dedicated to all the daughters whose mothers were stolen by heaven. We are now part of a motherless tribe. And I will always fight for our sanity through my words and actions.
Foreword. Ty has been in my professional orbit for about 6 years. I've always liked and respected her. And since this is a safe space, I'll admit to my girl crush, the hair. But I should also admit that, in the past, I haven't been a huge self-help reader. I feel like no one has all the answers, except Michelle Obama. Plus, I try to keep things simple. Life's terrifying, random, and confusing, right? All you can do is absorb the punches with grace and embrace the goodness with gratitude. Outside of that, have ride-or-die girlfriends and one great vice that doesn't hurt anybody. For me, donuts for dinner once a week keeps me sane. I balance this with carrot sticks, so I feel like a responsible adult. Ty's book isn't just self-help, though. It's a mix. A memoir detailing her personal experience with the loss of her beloved mother, and an inspirational guide on how to battle through. Ty's not telling you how to grieve. She's offering up her truth. And if a piece of it hits home for you, or gives you perspective, she's inviting you to take it and run. I remember when she was going through this. She was vocal about her mother's heartbreaking death on social media, and I remember being floored by her bravery. Ty didn't go around the grief. She went through it. And the loss was as intense, complicated, ecstatic, and emotionally fraught as her relationship with her mother was in life, which makes sense. All mother-daughter relationships are complex. Of course, that energy would carry over, even after the loss. There's a comfort in knowing that somehow. Ty speaks of the relentless, shameless love of mothers. How mothers do whatever it takes to make their babies happy. Exhibit A. I'm writing this at 2 a.m. in a hotel bed next to my 7-year-old daughter, who's sleeping horizontally, as she does, with her feet shoved into the right side of my neck. I'm staying super still, so I don't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?